A little talk, a little rock, without the shock. Always work safe and family friendly. It's Average Joe Radio. Welcome to episode 14 for March 7, 2007. Bum Rush the Charts. If you haven't heard on your favorite podcast yet, March 22nd brings a special event, Bum Rush the Charts. An opportunity for us to take an independent artist to the top of the iTunes charts by buying Black Lab's song, Mine Again. This episode, if you need more reason to buy that song, that's what this episode is all about. You sit back and relax and hear a lot of Black Lab music and a lot about the Bum Rush the Charts initiative, and then take your steps. Before we get into the music, first a little bit about Black Lab. Black Lab was not always an independent artist. They used to be a featured artist on the Geffen label before Geffen sold out. In that sellout, Black Lab was one of many artists that were dumped from the new label. Black Lab then struck a deal with Epic Records. But in one crazy week, when Epic dumped several artists, Black Lab again was dumped out. They try as they might, Black Lab has been unable to secure a new big-name recording contract. And finally they decided, hey, we don't need the big names. We can do this on our own webpage. We can do this independently. We can do this free of the constraints and the restrictions of the record labels and the RIAA. And this is what they did.
Is we know it may change. If we all join together for one day, one moment in time, on March 22nd, 2007, we will change the music world. Black Lab, in cooperation with BumRushTheCharts.com, Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, Mike Yusey, Neil Bierce, Todd Watchtel, Chris Penn, and most importantly, you. PodSafe independent music will prevail, if even for just one day. Your admission to this worldwide event is just 99 cents. Black Lab, get the music. Be part of history. Download Mine Again from the CD Passion Leaves a Trace in the iTunes Music Store on March 22nd, 2007. Help college students battle rising tuition costs. A portion of proceeds will benefit students through college scholarships. Visit BumRushTheCharts.com for more information.
music featured in this podcast is brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network.
How does it feel?
Pods. Join the podcast revolution. Music.podshow.com.
Listening to the new Average Joe Radio.
If I feel this, if I tell myself apart again, will you stay by my side? Cause if I feel this feeling, things won't be the same again. The madness collide on mine. Now I'll be fine. Cause I can't see the sun anymore. Can't feel the drugs anymore. I can't see the sun anymore. But I don't. Fine.
time, yeah. 'Cause if I feel this feeling, will you crawl out of that perfect skin?
Hey PodSafe music fans, this is Joe from Average Joe Radio, taking a moment to tell you about a very important event coming up this month. Are you tired of the big record labels? Are you tired of copy-protected music? Are you tired of the RIAA suing little old ladies and 14-year-old kids for illegal downloads? Want to make a change? On March 22nd, hop on over to iTunes, plunk down your 99 cents, and buy the track Mine Again by Black Lab. Help the podcast producers and listeners take this PodSafe song to number one on iTunes and send a big message to the big recording execs. You can get full details at averagejoeradio.blogspot.com. You can even find a quick link to add a reminder to your Google Calendar. To make this statement loud and clear, we all have to stand together on March 22nd. Do your part and support the artists who give so much for so little.
It was wild on the street, wild in the night. Hi, this is Chip from Top of the Pod Safe, found at topofthepodsafe.com and also with the rock band Crush. I want to tell you about an important thing that's happened on March 22nd, 2007. It's called Bum Rush the Charts. So tell me, listen to radio more and get an enjoyment less? Of course you are. Here's a chance to do something about it. If you want a great band by the name of Black Lab to show up on the charts and blow everybody else away, buy their track Mine Again for a mere 99 cents on March 22nd. Now, you can set up a reminder for yourself on your Google Calendar, Outlook, MySpace, it doesn't matter, but mark that date carefully. Now, go and buy the track on March 22nd, 2007, like we talked, for a mere 99 cents, and you can, of course, buy the album, but the minimum participation requirement is that 99-cent purchase. In the meantime, if you're a podcaster and you want to add a badge onto your homepage, go to bumrushthecharts.com and you'll be able to find whatever you need right there. So, again, very important announcement, March 22nd, buy Mine Again by Black Lab and show the charts that you mean business.
All right, now it's your turn. Mark your calendar. Go to averagejoeradio.blogspot.com for a quick link to add a reminder to your Google Calendar. Heck, stick a note on your refrigerator, whatever method you use to remind yourself. Just get to bumrushthecharts.blogspot.com. Get to iTunes on March 22nd and purchase Mine Again by Black Lab. Have your say. And if this wasn't enough to convince you, well, you can always replay this podcast for another sampling of the great music by this great artist. All music in this episode has been played with the permission of the artist. Thanks to the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com for providing selected tracks. For more information on the artists in this episode, including links to their home on the web, visit averagejoeradio.blogspot.com. Bandwidth for Average Joe Radio is provided by the Internet Archive at archive.org. Visit Average Joe on the web at averagejoeblogs.blogspot.com. Thanks again for downloading and listening to Average Joe Radio. If you enjoyed today's podcast, tell a friend. If you didn't, tell me at averagejoe.blogs@gmail.com. Or call the feedback line at 206-600-4JOE.